Trump, Tucker exactly right, Washington establishment after me because I stand up to their failed foreign policy agenda. By Christina Wong on June 16, 2023. Former President Donald Trump, a 2024 Republican presidential candidate, responded to recent commentary from Tucker Carlson that the Washington establishment hates him because he opposes their failed foreign policy agenda. Tucker Carlson, a very good guy, is exactly right. The number one reason the totally corrupt Biden administration and the sick Washington establishment are after me is because I stand up to their failed foreign policy agenda, he said in a video posted by his campaign on social media, adding, "The one thing Washington cannot forgive is that I put America first, always put America first. I could never help it. I have to do that in order to make America great again. I reject their foolish and disastrous foreign wars, their horrific globalist trade deals, their open border catastrophes, their corruption of our intelligence system, and it's never been more corrupt. And all of the other betrayals of the American people. Most recently, the warmongers, globalists, and deep staters are absolutely livid. And I refuse to bend the knee to their next endless war in Ukraine. I want peace. They want money and they want conflict, even if it means walking us into the brink of World War III, which frankly it is doing, and it's doing it rapidly. I want people to stop dying. I want to end that war. I'll end that war between those two countries in 24 hours. It won't even take that long. I will get the war ended, I'll stop all of those lives from being wasted and lost. And there'll be no more bombing of Ukraine. There'll be no more bombing of Russia and everybody will be happy." That's why, despite the massive criminality and corruption of the Clintons, the Bidens, the Obamas, and all the rest, none of them ever get indicted or ever get investigated. They're totally protected by a fake and disgusting system. But I did everything right and the system tries to throw me right into a jail. They can't beat me at the ballot box. So they're out there trying to take me out by other means, anything they can think of. These people don't love our country. As I said before, if I renounce my beliefs, or if I stayed silent, the persecution would stop. If I didn't run for office, or if I wasn't leading by a lot, it would all end and very nicely. I'd have a much easier life. But I can't do that. And I won't do that. The fact is that we're leading by a lot because they're doing a bad job. We're leading Ron DeSanctimonious by 40 points. And we're leading Joe Biden by 10, 11, 12, by a lot. I'm going to take on all of the forces that are trying to destroy this country. And I'm going to win for you on November 5, 2024. Justice will be done. Thank you very much. Carlson, in the episode that Trump was referring to, said Trump is the one guy with an actual shot at becoming president who dissents from Washington's long-standing pointless war agenda. And for that one fact, they're trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him. And that should upset you more than anything that's happened in American politics in your lifetime. Even if you don't plan to vote for Donald Trump, even if you would die before voting for Donald Trump, which is your right, and a lot of good people feel that way, Carlson said. Even still, the destruction of our democracy, which is the right of voters to support any candidate they want, even candidates who don't want war with Russia. The destruction of that should keep you up at night, he said.